Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Foxes, songs that intro the band, and Float On.
Well, we got a lot to get to today.
I saw a fox coming in.
Very excited.
Did you?
Oh, that's cool. I think my golden could take a fox.
No.
I don't think so.
No. I think she could.
Not the golden alone, but you get the ladies together, they'll round that fox up for sure.
Yeah, but Ruby... big mouth, but I don't know if she could bring it or not. But monkey's got a mean. No. I don't know.
The fox eventually wins.
Yeah,
one small bite to the. I mean, she may win the fight. The fox wins the battle. If you know what I mean?
They're feral. Yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah, your day is ruined.
I tried to hit it with my car, and he scurried off into the woods.
I tried to hit it with my car.
Now we're getting mail.
Just missed him.
Okay.
Oh, are you kidding me? Dear chick, why would you kill a fox? Really?
Yeah. He's a fine American hunter. He just uses a different weapon. A lot of hunters use a rifle.
The best hunter in the building, of course, is Pat Godwin.
That's right, baby.
Sure. The hunting vehicle is a Buick.
Shotgun?
Two deer with a Jetta.
Chick, oh, was a Jetta. I'm sorry. Two deer, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say you saw a fox? Fox on the run,
everybody.
Is that why you were singing that when you walked in the building today?
Band on the Run, too, with Fox on the Run.
There's an actual Fox on the Run.
I know. I meant to sing Fox on the Run.
Foxes on the Run. How does that go again?
Yeah, it's similar to Band on the Run.
Is that the one that starts out, hey, Cece?
No,
that's Poison.
That's Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz.
Are you ready?
Yeah, who does that one?
Fellas?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Does
okay.
Both. Yeah, he does.
Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
And Steve worries me. I got to keep an eye on Steve.
I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite things when they introduce the band. And, of course, the best one of those. Anyone?
REO Speedwagon.
Gary talks with his guitar.
That's a good one. I do love that moment in the live REO.
Bob Mayo on the keyboards.
That's good.
That's a good one. Oh, this is
so. Which one do you like the best? Is what you are going for?
Cancer and My Name Is Larry.
Larry, oh, yes.
What's this?
Yeah, Float On, yeah.
Float On by the Floaters.
Who said What's This?
I don't know that.
Come on,
you don't have.
You've never heard the Floaters. Float On.
A Floaters story where you used to park their cars at the engineering, the sound room
back in Philly.
Wait a minute, I do.
Wait a minute.
You haven't listened to the show for the last 30 years.
I have.
We have two lists we have to make now. Bands that have sort of the title of their band and their only hit, okay. Which would be like In a Big Country. Wasn't the band called Big Country? And the song was called Big Country?
As you would tell me, one thing at a time. Okay, let's not muddy the waters with two different titles.
Well, then the other list would be...
the best intros of...
songs in which they intro the band.
Yeah.
Of course, the greatest of that, of course, is the Kingsmen.
What? Louie?
On their live album.
I don't think
live album should count.
No.
Those are the only ones where they introduce the band.
Live albums don't count. Bob Mayo on the keyboards is gone.
No, not on Ballroom Blitz.
Right.
Right, not on Float On.
Why
That's
would you take my
live.
Whole list and ruin it? You have to have the live.
Well, I think the music we're talking about should be a song that more than six people have heard.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, live
Kingsman.
No kidding.
No.
There was a live Kingsman? Who was clamoring for that?
Yeah, who take well, that?
I have a little surprise coming for you soon.
Oh, a cassette recorder in the back.
Okay, here you go. Now, Josh, I want you to listen to this for just a second.
Cancer. And my name is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Garbage.
Oh, what how dare you?
Are you out of your mind?
No, it's
about to get much better.
Get in your good? Car and go.
What is that?
It's embarrassing.
It's Float On by the Flow.
You want to hear from the beginning?
I think maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You don't want to slow dance with me?
That's not bad.
To anything but this.
Just calm down. It gets better.
It's got to.
Float On.
Can you sing that high?
Float On.
Have any idea how many people have been born with this in the background?
Born?
Well, conceived.
You mean conceived? Yeah.
You know, I'm talking to shooting the
you
old
don't know
lot.
How sex works, do you?
Play that in the hospital.
The baby's coming. Quick, turn the Kingsman on.
The baby's coming.
The floaters.
I want to, too.
No, these are the floaters.
Floaters.
Excuse me. I meant
they introduced
we're
themselves.
We're learning you.
Now, do you know the, have you figured out the formula?
Yeah. In fact, we had fun doing this one morning.
Astrological sign followed by
name.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And then a little something about yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, so I thought he was saying a terrible disease and then his name.
No.
Yes,
no.
Kind of a bad way
pneumonia.
To start.
My name is Tom.
Lupus.
Yeah.
My name's Larry.
This is hilarious. Could we go back to the other vein of comedy we were attempting to mine? Let's give it a listen.
Cancer. And my name is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I'm sorry, Larry.
And I like a woman that loves everything and everybody.
So, but you like a big whore.
And you know what, ladies? If you feel that this is you, then this is what I want you to do.
Ready?
Shut up, Larry, and play the music.
Yeah.
Larry can sing.
Me to love land.
Take my hand.
This is all fine. The talking should never happen.
Take you to love.
I couldn't disagree more.
Larry's going to take us to Loveland.
No, this is the cheesiest crap.
Well, you know my policy on...
Well,
if a band... I don't go to many concerts anyway, but if they come out and they ask me, I'm ready to rock, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I don't care for that. And if they say, let's introduce the band, I go to the restroom. I don't care.
I want to know
just
who's
play
in the
music,
band.
Okay? Play the music and sound exactly like
okay,
the
so
record,
for the,
or I'm leaving.
So for the rest of so we'll
I
take
something I recognize.
Don't change a note.
Okay?
Why don't you just stay home and listen to the record?
I've done that. Yes. Yes, I have.
I prefer that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Maybe for the rest of the show, we should introduce everybody except for you.
I don't know.
Someone is sitting at the...
I know the stress of me thinking you're going to take that back any second because I took a breath.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
I'm getting a lot of grief for what I've been doing on sports lately as far as the proclamation I issued yesterday.
About not covering the World Series?
No, yeah. I said we're not going to cover the World Series. Now,
I'm somewhat unreasonable
and
un-American.
Someone put the World Series starts tonight in our entertainment news.
I did, for those of you listening on the internet, I did. Well, because most of the people are excited about it.
Dear Bob and Tom, this is from Nick, who lives in Michigan.
Everybody do the Michigan ride.
I said, Nick said, I heard Chick yesterday say he will not be covering the World Series in sports. Good. Would he rather cover the superior MLW season? Major League Wiffle Ball. That's right. They have teams
isn't it
from
over?
A few different states, including Michigan.
The man's not wrong.
Remember Wiffle Ball when you were a kid, man?
Love Wiffle
when you were
ball.
A kid. We're still, man, my brothers and I are still big Wiffle Ball.
You get out
sure.
in the backyard, and man, you make that ball move. Boy,
there is
oh, boy.
No, I'm forgetting all the
never
names.
Never played.
Here.
Go on.
There is a comedian in L.A.
Oh, yeah, has a Wiffle Ball.
He's actually a manager of Tim Allen and those
that's
guys.
That's right. You see, he's got a lot of money, and he has
Drew
built
Carey's
a...
manager.
Built a a huge wiffle ball stadium.
Right.
Yeah, Rick, yeah.
I believe it looks just like, what does it look just like? He's got the green monster, the whole deal.
Yeah, same size, yeah. His backyard.
That's the kind of thing you want to do if you have a lot of money.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Build a wiffle ball. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Me.
I would if I had home improvement money.
Stop the show. Yeah. What would you want to build if you had a ton of money?
I would build a
farm with llamas, right?
No, I got yelled at about the farm thing over the weekend.
We need to know who, and I need to buy them dinner.
No, I have friends that, I have friends that just got four longhorn steers, you know, those really big.
Christy, who are your friends?
Let me ask you something. Yeah,
what?
I thought I had weird friends.
This is the topic.
They got four of them.
It seems like everything we talk about, everything's in news and in sports. Christy has a friend,
a friend
who used to do this.
No.
When did you become friends with Sam Elliott?
I wish.
So
they got these four steers, and I wanted to go out there and look at them.
Right.
So I
think it's four steer, not steers.
Steer. Actually, they're three steers and one steer. Beta calf. Whatever.
Okay, how many horns do they have?
Get to the point.
So I go out there to this pasture, and I come back, and my boots are full of mud. They're, like, so disgusting. And I go, I have to wash my boots off. And someone goes, and you want a farm. See, this is why you cannot have a farm. So I cannot, I can't be dirty.
Get a pair of farm boots.
Get some wellies.
Some wellies,
You realize that having llamas is an incredible amount of work.
I don't want llamas. I want alpacas. You keep getting that wrong. They're smaller. And you can never go on vacation because who would take care of them?
And I'm guessing
it's hard enough to find a dog sitter.
If you've got enough money to have a pack of alpacas, I assume you can afford to have someone come tend your llamas.
Who would you call? Who do you call? Alpaca sitting one? I mean, who do you?
I'll do it. I'll come over, hang out with the fellas.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Have a few beers and just chill with some alpacas. Have a fun Thursday.
I have a hard time finding dog sitters.
Willie can set up a grow in the greenhouse.
That's not what I'm going to do. I just want to make friends with animals.
Tell me more about these boots. Did you get them on sale? What kind of boots were they?
Oh, they're Uggs. They're nice.
Could we get back to our theme? Spreading your love with Larry.
I'm with Josh on this. Let's not play this ever again, please.
And we have, of course, another song where they introduce. I like it when they introduce the instruments as they come.
Oh my god!
You like? Do you ever like that, Josh?
Yeah, particularly in that one song.
I do like it. The thrills of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want.
My brother died of a brain tumor.
The bass player comes in, he goes, I'm going to give somebody.
Dance to the music, right? Why don't we play that?
Song, yeah. That is one of the greatest songs ever.
Now you like this because...
All they want is for people to dance.
It's a great song.
It is. Not this cheesy sort of faux seduction. The music itself just seduces you.
Oh. This is very nice. Now you like the part that introduces the instruments?
Yeah, I do.
Larry Graham's voice is amazing.
It really is.
See, they're introducing the drum.
Yeah, they're pretty much saying, hey, what ingredients do we need to get people to get up and dance?
Now we continue.
What was going on that you felt you had to jump in there?
Because well, this explain. Is Josh's point. He doesn't like it when the singers introduce themselves, but he likes when they introduce their instruments.
Yeah, you're misrepresenting me, and I'm not going to allow it. I'm here on my own free will.
Yes,
so far.
I think it's gutsier to introduce the band in a studio song than it. I think introducing the band in a live song, that shouldn't be part of our list.
That's
too obvious.
The live songs, that's expected.
Exactly.
When you go to a live show, they usually always do that.
Does anyone remember when Tom used to introduce the band for our live show?
Oh, yes.
Sure do.
Credit where credit is due.
It took about an hour and a half.
I was at one show at Mississippi Nights in St. Louis, and it was at least 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
Oh, sure.
It was insane.
It was a great show.
Introduce Willie. And
it was a great
could
show.
Could we get, here's the part, this is the part I think you love, the song. Here it comes. Any time.
Shut up.
Just let it go.
I'm gonna add a little guitar.
Guitar.
And make it easier to move your feet.
Guitar.
Oh, there it is.
Here comes Larry. Larry.
Not the Larry from the previous.
There's a bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
Oh, see, that's it. Yeah, not,
why are we talking ever?
One of the greatest.
That is just beautiful.
It sure is.
Yeah, it's like when they introduce the bass and Smoke on the Water in Deep Purple. It's a,
yep,
we're done. That is the greatest introduction of a bass I've ever heard. Okay, well, I'd like to get a comprehensive list of songs, both live and regular, if
sure,
you will,
gosh,
in which they introduce the band.
Do you all still right call the library for facts? I bet you do. Instead of, you know, the internet's right there.
Was there a time where you could call the library and
absolutely
ask a question?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to go and look it up yourself.
No.
They would
every now and then.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You'd be what like, do you think librarians do all day?
Wait, really? You could just pick up the phone? You could go pick up the phone and go, hey, when was Luxembourg established?
Yeah, right.
And I am just kidding, by the way. I love librarians. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I always thought they sorted books, and then every now and again when a handsome man walked in, they would drop their hair and take off their glasses.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do the rest of the day. They put their hair up.
Constantly putting their hair back up.
Yeah. Gosh. Just trying to look like a prude.
It's hard to remember what the world was like pre-Google.
Yeah.
But we are living in it right now, and we'll start our list. I'm very excited about this.
Now, I don't normally, because I love goofy confusion on this show and ADD, but what are we talking about again?
songs in which the band is introduced.
The band,
and it can be studio or live.
The band is introduced.
As Willie pointed out, one of the greats of all time, Peter Frampton, says,
Bob Mayo on the keyboards, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Mayo
on the keyboards. Gotta love that.
I thought it was Buck Mayer when I first heard that. Buck Mayer on the keyboard.
Late, great Bob Mayo. So we'll be attending to that list. I'll get to work on that over here.
Okay.
So you're not going to pay attention to the show, is what you're saying.
It's sports. I can look it up later.
Oh, my gosh.
See?
Wow.
See?
Why,
as Bob Zaney would say, why do you hurt?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it, Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.